Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive towards the mound. Splitorf catches it and throws to first to double up Lemon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Brett reaches second base with a double. Otis goes all the way around to score. Brett moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paquette. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Paquette steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive towards first. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Horta reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Otis reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards the mound. Barrios reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bell reaches second base with a double. Frank White now playing second base. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gar moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gar scores. Bradford moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Paquette strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 3 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Hamilton now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hamilton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bradford bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Orta moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orta scores. Bradford moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mark Little now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.